Religion of the Heart, Part 1, Chapter 3, Evidence of the Conception of a Personal God in the Scriptures of India. Where is the evidence of a personal conception of God in the Scriptures of India? Mahaprabhu said, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the proof and evidence of this conception. Srimad Bhagavatam contains the gist of all the Vedas, and its 18,000 shlokas are spotlessly pure and unalloyed. Therefore, it is given more honor than any other scripture. The third shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam says, Nigama Kalpa Taror Galitang Phalam. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the mature fruit of the tree of Vedic literature and Vedic knowledge. If we try to realize the meaning of this verse, we will realize Nigama means the Vedas. Kalpa Taror means a wish-fulfilling tree, and Galitang Phalam means a delicious and fully ripe fruit, which is without the skin or seed and is extremely palatable and enjoyable, like condensed ecstasy. And the knowledge given in Srimad Bhagavatam is made even sweeter because it comes through the mouth of Shukadeva Goswami, the son of Vedavyas. Vedavyas was searching for a disciple who could express transcendental knowledge, so he chose Shukadeva Goswami because Shukadeva Goswami was qualified to receive transcendental knowledge, that is, he is always situated in the plane of such knowledge. Parinishtito pi nairgunya uttama shloka lilaya grihita cheta rajarshe akyanang yad adhitavan. Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.9. The Lord has many forms. He has manifested himself as Dwarkesh, Mathuresh and Gopeshwar. He has many different manifestations and forms. From his first expansion, which is Baladev, comes Vasudev, Sankarshan, Aniruddha and Pradyumna, and a little lower, Narayan. From Narayan there are various manifestations, Guna avatars, Leela avatars, Shaktyavesh avatars, etc. Many avatars come from Narayan and they are all manifestations of Lord Krishna. But it is stated in the Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha. The different manifestations are Ishvara, but the Param Ishvara is Krishna. He is Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam, the original one, the cause of all causes. Mahaprabhu said, the Srimad Bhagavatam contains the gist of the Vedic knowledge. The Srimad Bhagavatam is Pramanam Amalam, which means its evidence, its proof, and its statements are all pure and unalloyed. There are no alloys mixed with the statements of Srimad Bhagavatam. Amalam means unalloyed. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.2 itself states, Dharma prochita kaitavotra paramo nirmatsaranam satam vedyang vastavam atra vastu shivadam tapatrayon mulanam Srimad Bhagavate mahamuni krite king va parayar ishvara Sadyo hridyavarudyate tra kritipi shushrushubis tatkshanat. Kaitavo means cheating. There is no cheating in the religion given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Once, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj told me I was cheating my stomach. When I was staying with him in Calcutta, I used to study Srimad Bhagavad Gita from him in the morning. Sometimes he would ask me if I had taken breakfast, and whenever I would answer yes, he would say, What did you have? If I would answer, Muri, puffed rice, he would say, oh, you are simply cheating your stomach. Religion can also cheat us. My stomach may be full of some religious conception, but it is being cheated. It is possible religion can fully exist in our body, but in a cheating way. It may be possible we are being cheated of the real substance. Sadhus have a variety of different qualities, but extremely good sadhus are paramo nirmatsaranam. They are not envious or jealous of anyone. Matsaranam means enviousness. It is a very bad quality. Many sadhus have matsaranam. The Bhagavatam says, quote, there is no possibility of matsaranam in the knowledge I am giving. This is a unique type of knowledge. It is free of matsaranam. End of quote. How will one get the knowledge of the Srimad Bhagavatam? Sadyo hridyavarudyate trakritibi susrusubis tatkshanat. If one is fully surrendered and has a good service mood, he will immediately get this knowledge. If one is fully surrendered and does not mix with any bad qualities, he will get transcendental knowledge. But the first condition is one must be a sadhu. A sadhu means one who is honest and saintly. A sadhu is not one who just wears a saffron cloth. Saffron cloth is a symbol of Vedic identification. A deer hunter may be a sadhu if he is not envious and is surrendered to Krishna. Another good quality of a sadhu is that his heart is always hankering for the service of Krishna. If one has these qualities, he will get the transcendental knowledge given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Mahaprabhu said, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. The knowledge which is revealed in the Srimad Bhagavatam is spotlessly pure, and it is the ripened fruit of all the Vedas, and that fruit is love for Krishna, or Krishna Prema. The English word love cannot fully express the real meaning of prema, as given in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, but it is the only equivalent word we have heard in the English language. As conditioned souls, we do not know what prema is, and we do not know how to properly express it. Srila Rupa Goswami, the highest cultural representative of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has written many beautiful expressions about prema, but the word love is not sufficient to express the ideas he has written about. For example, he says, Pidabhir navakala kuta katuta garvasya nirvasano nisyandena mudam sudha madhurima ahankara sankochana prema sundari nanda nandana paro jagarti yasyantare gyayante sfutam asya vakra madhuras te naiva vikrantaya. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 2:52. Quote, once you get love for Krishna, you cannot live without it for a moment or you would die. The ecstatic feelings you experience in union with Krishna are inconceivable. Krishna prema transcends all other types of ecstatic beauty and tastes. Nothing can surpass it. Whoever has a touch of Krishna prema cannot live without it. If he was to leave it, he could not conceive of the pain of separation. It is stronger than a cobra's poison. The burning sensation that comes from a cobra's poison is nothing compared to the feelings of separation from Krishna. End of quote. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has given many beautiful expressions regarding the sweet sound of Krishna's flute. his beautiful, charming, and all-attractive personality, as well as the sweet association of chanting and dancing with him. Vangshi ganamrita dama lavanya mrita janmastana yena deka se chanda vadana se nayane kiba kaja paduka tara munde vaja se nayana rahe ki karana. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 2, Verse 29. Quote, "Of what use are eyes if one does not see the face of Krishna, which resembles the moon and is the birthplace of all beauty and the reservoir of the nectarine songs of his flute?" End of quote. Krishnera madura vani amritera tarangini dhara pravesha nahi ye shravane kana kadi chidra sama janiha se shravana tara janma hoila akarane. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 2, Verse 31. Quote, "Topics about Krishna are like waves of nectar. If such nectar does not enter one's ear, the ear is no better than the hole of a damaged conch shell." End of quote. Mriga mada nilotpala milane ye parimala ye hare tara garvamana hena Krishna anga ganta yara nahi se sambanda se nasa bastrara samana. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 2, Verse 33. Quote, "One's nostrils are no better than the bellows of a blacksmith, if one has not smelled the fragrance of Krishna's body, which is like the aroma of musk combined with that of the bluish lotus flower. Indeed, such combinations are actually defeated by the aroma of Krishna's body." End of quote. Mahaprabhu showed these ecstatic symptoms of love of God when he was mad with Krishna prema. He could not live one second without Krishna. He was always fainting, and when he regained consciousness, he would again madly search for Krishna. All these things have been expressed in Bengali or Sanskrit in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, but the language in which they appear is not the vital factor. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami declares that you do not need to know Bengali, Sanskrit, or any language in order to understand the expressions of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. You only need to hear them. Their meanings will reveal themselves in your heart simply by hearing. The Vedanta is a good example of this. Who knows the meaning of the Vedanta? No one. When we initiate students, we give them various mantras, like the Guru mantra, the Gayatri mantra, the Krishna mantra, etc. The students do not know the meaning of these mantras, and it is not necessary to know the meaning. If one meditates on these mantras, their meaning will reveal themselves in one's heart. One day, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was a little disturbed by others who were criticizing him for using so many Sanskrit verses. So he said, "Ye ba nahi bujhe keha shunite shunite seha ki adbhuta chaitanya charita krishne upajibe priti janibe rasera riti shunile bada hayahita." Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 2, Verse 87. How will those who do not know Bengali or Sanskrit understand the meanings of the verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita? He advised, "Just try and hear the transcendental sound of the verses. Take them into your heart. They will reveal themselves automatically and you will see everything. They are not dead matter, but a living substance. The transcendental sound vibration is also a living entity. You can feel it, and you can see it. Yeba nahi buje keha shunite shunite seha. Even if one does not know the language, he will understand the subject matter simply by hearing the verses of the Chaitanya Charitamrita attentively. When Radharani heard the name of Krishna, she said, Saikeva shunaila shyama nama Kanera bitara diya marame pashila go Akula karila mora prana Na jani kateka madhu shyamaname ache go Vadana charite nahi pare Japite japite nama avasha karila go Kemane paiva sa itare Nama paratape yara aichana karala go Angera parashe kiva haya Ye kane vasati tara nayane de kia go Yuvati dharma kaiche raya. Quote, I don't know who said these two syllables, Krishna, but when they entered my heart, my whole body became intoxicated with that name. I do not know whose name it is, and I do not know how sweet it is, but I need that association. End of quote. Radharani became mad with the name of Krishna, and Chandidas has expressed this in his poetry. Transcendental knowledge exists everywhere. It is like ether. Ether exists everywhere, but we cannot see it. Transcendental knowledge, or Krishna consciousness, exists in everyone's heart. Krishna is in everyone's heart. A Mahabhagavat devotee can see Krishna's full manifestation everywhere. Yaha yaha netra pare taha Krishna svure. A Mahabhagavat will see Krishna wherever he looks. Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhardev Goswami Maharaj were like this. The transmission of transcendental knowledge from one's heart to another's is possible. We can understand this if we take the example of a radio or television set. What is inside these machines? Electronic components, transistors, tubes, and other material elements. Electricity is a material element, and it is also present. When everything is properly adjusted and the electrical current is made to flow, the television set will work. It will give sound, picture, and everything. If such transmission is possible in this mundane world through electricity, then wherever there is transcendental knowledge, that transcendental knowledge can also certainly appear. It is only necessary to make our hearts like a radio or a television receiver. Srila Guru Maharaj said, everything exists in consciousness. We have a transcendental body and a transcendental form. So if we have such a body, why can't transcendental knowledge reveal itself in our heart? It can, and we can feel it. We can see transcendental knowledge. It is a living entity, a living substance. It is only necessary to adjust ourselves like a receiver or a television set, and then transcendental knowledge will reveal itself in our hearts. Once, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was asked if he had seen Krishna. His reply was, what benefit will you get by knowing whether I have seen Krishna or not? How will that benefit you? I can show you Krishna, but you must make your heart like a receiver by doing what I tell you. It is not important to know whether I have seen Krishna or not. If you want to know Krishna, and if you come through the proper channel, you will see him. This was the answer given by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Mahaprabhu said, this is real Krishna consciousness, or the full-fledged theism of the jiva soul. We must try and get it. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given a very nice expression. Taniya anite vriksha e karkasha mana nashila ihara shobha shuna sadhu jana tomra sakale hao e vrikshera mali shradha vari diya puna kara rupa shali. Kalyana Kalpataru. Quote, I brought a wish-fulfilling tree, the Kalyana Kalpataru, down to this world from the spiritual sky. As I was bringing it down, it lost some of its beauty, but if you water it, take care of it, and give it good nourishment, it will reveal itself in your heart. End of quote. This is the Benedictine tree of divine aspiration. Mahaprabhu delivered transcendental knowledge to the conditioned souls in order to rescue them from the illusory environment and to give them their real service life, which is a life full of service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He said, real liberation is muktir hitvanyata rupang swarupena vyavastiti. It is more than simply liberation from the material world. Real mukti is when we get a life of complete and full service in the service world. There are three planes of existence: the plane of exploitation, the plane of renunciation, and the plane of dedication. We need to go to the plane of dedication and leave the plane of exploitation. The plane of renunciation is also not a suitable place to exist. There is nothing there except equilibrium and non-differentiation, abscissa. The plane of dedication is necessary, and it is the most important plane for us. We need to go there. We need to sacrifice ourselves there. All the Vedic mantras say we must sacrifice ourselves on the plane of dedication. In the Vedic mantra, swaha means first dedicate yourself. See to your own self first. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 6.5, Atmaiva yatmano bandhur, atmaiva ripur atmana. The mind is the conditioned soul's best friend or his worst enemy. We must see to our own self first. Charity begins at home. Since we live in this illusory environment, we cannot see Krishna, his devotees, his glories, his dham, his pastimes, or his name and fame. We cannot see anything of Krishna in this environment, because our eyes are covered by illusion. First, it is necessary to clean our mirror, and then we can see our figure in the mirror. Mahaprabhu said, Cheto darpana marjanam, what should you do first? When you return home after a long trip, there must be dust in your room, so first clean your room. When you first get Krishna consciousness, try and clean the mirror of your mind. Cheto darpana marjanam, bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. And then you will see your position. You will see what is happening in your mental and physical position. Clean up everything, and then you will see Mahaprabhu's conception, which is expressed in this shloka by Vishvanath Chakravarti Thakur. Aradyo Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayas Taddama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Brajavadhu Vargena Ya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumato Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matam Idam Tadradaro Naparaha.